Hello everybody, welcome back to Going Through It. This is my second episode for you who have watched my first, or watched, I'm so used to YouTube and talking about watched. For those of you who have listened to my original podcast episode, thank you so much. At this point, I think there's only been 8 people, so if you haven't listened to it, please go listen to it because it's a freaking banger. Anyways, back on the topic of today's podcast episode, I decided to make it. I know the show's called Going Through It, and really it's just a name to talk about whatever I want to talk about. So, I'm going to talk about today. I think part of the show, I want to make it kind of comedic, because sometimes I think I'm a comedian, but only some people think I'm funny. So, if you don't, you can feel free to not listen, but if you do, please keep listening. So, this is what we have going on for today. Sorry, I'm laying on my bed, so I gotta get adjusted, and I'm not editing any of these podcasts, so you just get to hear me be me. Sorry, I wanted to take a deep breath. I feel like I whisper when I do these podcasts. Here, let me try adjusting the mic. Maybe then I don't feel like I have to whisper. Okay. Oh, I think that's way too low. Let's adjust it a little bit more. Yeah, you're gonna hear my breathing. I hope that doesn't bother you. Maybe I can make it like ASMR. Was that ASMR enough for you guys? In other words, I'm going to talk about today car places. And by car places, I mean like the places you go to get your car fixed. Not like dealerships. Like, I'm talking about like Big O Tires, Tire World, Firestone. Those are some big ones. Neil, I think, is one. All those types of places, maybe smaller mechanics, all those. But today, I had to go and take my car in because it's been leaking oil probably for like a year. You know, it's an issue, but whatever. I just kept driving it anyways. So I finally took it in, dropped it off today to get it fixed. And as I was sitting there, the guy working there was on the phone with a customer who had, from what I have gathered, had already dropped his car off. Him or her dropped their car off to this place. And as he was going through the things, he was explaining what they found wrong with that person's car. And was like, yeah, there's this wrong with it, this wrong with it. I don't really know all the details about cars. I'm not a mechanic, so I don't know exactly what he's talking about. But at one point he brought up, he was like, yeah, that noise your car is making is coming from something. And in order to fix it, we have to remove the whole, like, dash, I guess he was saying. And get in there. And he's like, yeah, and that's going to be like $950. And as I was sitting there, I was like, I don't think anyone ever goes in to a car place, drops off their car, and just goes, and they call him back and say, oh yeah, all it was an oil change. Or, oh yeah, the screw was loose, I just had to tighten it. Like, oh yeah, it's free. Or, oh yeah, that'll only cost you like 20 or 30 bucks. Like, hell no. Like, hell no. That never happens. Anytime I've ever had an issue with my car and taken it in, I'm walking out with at least $1,000 worth of damage. Like, at least. Maybe $700 if I'm lucky. Maybe $500, but it's never, like, under $100 worth of things. They always gotta find something else. Like, oh, this tire you might want to watch on. Oh, your alignment's a little jacked. Oh, this, oh, that. Like, what is up with that? Like, truly, what is up with that? Like, why can't we just... Like, why cars gotta do that? Like, why can't we just, like, have a good day? Like, anytime you take your car into a place, like, you're gonna have a bad day. Like, they ain't gonna come back with good news. It's always gonna be bad news. They're always gonna find something. And you're gonna think, oh, well, that shouldn't be that bad. It should only cost maybe $100 or so. And they come back like, oh yeah, that little piece. Yeah, that's a $700 piece with like $300 labor. Like, what? Like, I get it, mechanics make a lot of money, but like, really? Like, I don't know. Like, it just baffled me. Like, hearing that on the phone, and I'm like, I know every time I've taken my car in, thinking, oh, this should be an easy fix. Oh, this. I've probably put like $6,000 into my car just to keep it going on the road. Like it's always bad news. Like, oh yeah, this. And then you ask them, like, oh, because of course, like, they're talking all the technical terms, and unless you're a mechanic, you don't know shit about that. So, like, the average person doesn't know if the radiator little cuff cap thing breaks or whatever, that it's going to cause your engine to explode, or it needs to connect to this, which can lead to that. Like, nobody knows that. That's like if you talk to a doctor and they're trying to explain something about some valve to this nerve, to this whatever. Like, unless you've, like, taken an anatomy class or, like, are actively studying medical or mechanics, you ain't gonna know shit about shit. That's why you let the doctors do it, and the mechanics do it, because you don't know anything. But because of that, they can also take advantage of you because you get scared and then give them all the money. So, and people like to scam people out there. But I'm just like, how is it that, like, every time you call them, they'd be like, yeah, there's just this thing. And they're, like, so nonchalant about it. They're just like, yeah. Meanwhile, your world's, like, crashing down because you got rent to pay and you don't got money to fix your car, but you got to drive to work to pay rent. Like, but they don't care. They're just like, yeah, so it's this. And then you ask them, like I said, well, what does that mean? Like, what happens if I don't get it fixed? Because I know everyone out there has asked this question at least once in their life. Like, so say I don't get it fixed, hypothetically, what would happen? And they're probably like, they're like, bitch, get it fixed. But you're like, hypothetically, because you're like sitting there like, I don't even got a dollar to pay for my breakfast or whatever the case may be. And they just are like, oh, you're thinking it's just some minor thing, like maybe I'll just keep making a noise, maybe I'll just keep doing this. But then they come back with something like, yeah, so this piece connects to this piece, and so since this is leaking, you're actually leaking onto this, which then means it's leaking onto this. So basically, your engine can potentially explode, and you're sitting there like, damn, my engine can explode? Well, I don't want to die on this side of the road. So then you take out, like, a small loan or ask every human being you know to give you some money to get your car fixed so you don't end up like a kebab on the side of the road. Like, am I wrong? Like, please tell me I'm not the only one that thinks this. Like, everyone be going to these places, and they just be spending money and money and money. Like, why do cars have to break? Like, why? Like, and cars work just like the human body. If one thing starts getting affected, you overcompensate and affects other parts of your body. And so that's why a lot of things in your body hurt. It's the same thing, I guess, with a car. Everything in the car is connected. One thing goes, it can start breaking other things, and then you're just shit out of luck. And then you're like, do I even want to spend the money to fix this car when this car's literally worth nothing? But then you don't got money for a new car because, once again, you're broke. I don't know. Let me know, guys, if you agree or if I'm just alone here on this thought, this ramble train about fixing cars. But as I was just sitting there today, dropping off my car, hearing this guy talk to this person on the phone, I was just like, why is it every time a car goes to get fixed, it's never just one little thing? It's never a simple little oil change, simple little windshield, I don't know, whatever. It always comes out with them calling you back saying something was seriously wrong and you better get this fixed now or you're going to basically be exploding on the side of the road. Like, what the fuck? I just think, sometimes I'm just like, I should just fucking walk everywhere, but then again, I'm in Colorado right now, and it's like 15 degrees, so I'm definitely not walking anywhere anytime soon. Sorry for the breathing. Sorry, I'm a very odd person sometimes, but I just wanted to let you guys know that car places are very odd, and I feel sorry for everyone out there, because I know all of us are rather a broke period right now, or we've been broke, or we know someone that's broke, and someone can relate to this. I know they can, because I know I'm not the only one, because everyone's broke at some point in their life, and everyone has a car that breaks. Even the rich have cars that break. And they probably are still sitting there like, damn, why the hell is this so expensive? Even though that's like nothing to them, but still they're like, damn, why can't it just be one thing? Why is it always got to be good news? I've never once in my life got a phone call where I've dropped my car off and they'd be like, yeah, great news. Your car's running perfect. The best car we've seen ever. Like, all good. Like, no. And like, I take care of my car. And it's like, it don't matter how much you take care of your car, cars just like to break and do shit. Like, I get my oil changed. I do all these things. Like, yes, I probably could do more, but I still treat my car nice. And you're just sitting there like, what did I do to deserve this? Like, I've been good to my car, and now it's costing me all this dang money. After you already spent the money to buy the car, and then there's insurance. It's just the whole ordeal, if you know what I mean. Anyways, I know this is kind of a short podcast episode, but just wanted to have a little car rant, because I was like, I know I'm not the only one. I'm definitely not the only one that feels this. So, let me know if you guys relate. I don't know what my next episode's gonna be. Don't know when exactly it's gonna be either. I'm trying to post on Wednesdays, but we'll see, because I say a lot of things that I tend in my intentions to do, but they don't always fall through. If you know me, you know what I mean. I like to say that a lot. I guess I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Du-du-du. Also, I love Justin Bieber, and if anyone doesn't, then they can get out of my life because I like Justin Bieber. I'm just kidding. I love everybody. I don't care what your opinions are. I love you no matter what. So, anyone out there, I love you. I hope you guys have a fantastic day today. If you relate to this, hit me up on social media and let me know. Show your support. And also, if you guys have any questions you want to ask me, feel free to do so. I'm very bored and I need friends and I like talking to people. So, let me know. And what else is there that I have to tell you guys? Oh, Christmas is coming up. Christmas is definitely coming up. Today is already the second. Damn, it's already the second. As of today, it's December 2nd. Christmas is in 23 days. Also, I am moving to Florida in the next like 30 days or so. Super pumped about that. Maybe I'll talk about that on another podcast. I was living there. Now I've been in Colorado a few months, and now I'm going back to Florida. I don't like the cold, so I'm super excited for that. That might be another podcast episode. We'll see. I kind of just make them when inspiration strikes, like today when I took in my car and I was like, inspiration. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I hope you guys are decorating, having a great holiday spirit, and don't let anything stop you. Go out, conquer the world, conquer the day. 2020 is almost over. I know COVID's still a very real thing, but 2020 is almost over. Hope you guys all had a fantastic Thanksgiving, and just go out there, make a difference. We still got, I don't know what, 20, was it like 29 days left? 29 days left in the year? So just power through it, guys. Work hard, do what you need to do. And yeah, that's going to be it for this podcast of going through it. And we will catch you next week, hopefully, on a new podcast episode where I'll be talking about some other random shit and we're just going to go through it. So, you guys have a great day and I'll speak to you soon. Is that a right term? Talk to you? Get inside of your head, your thoughts, your well-being. Just kidding, that was really creepy. I'm not a creepy person, so just ignore that. Anyways, hope you guys have a fantastic day, and I will speak to you soon. Peace out.